Hello and welcome everyone to the second webinar in our Alchemy series. And this is all about mastering your state. And quite frankly, I think this is where pretty much everyone that I've ever coached, ever worked with, makes the most progress, okay? Generally speaking, it's what holds people back, this inability to master our mind so that we can realize that we're in control, that, you know, just as easily as we can end a bad mood, a lower state, we can invent a joyful state. We can move to a state of motivation. We can move off procrastination into motivation, into action. So it's super important that you really master this stuff, that you can let go of negatives very, very quickly. And the person who can master a state is the person who can progress the fastest, make the most amount of money in their business, make the greatest change, the greatest impact, and also feel happy whenever they just tap into the flow. They can do this. We talked about that last week, if you remember. We talked about the three keys to finding flow. It was to change your past, right? Which is, again, we're going to cover that in more detail today. To re-imprint your past successes, if you remember. To change your present. To change your present by getting into the flow, right? By starting to live above the line. And one of the best ways of doing that is to choose to focus on everything positive. Doesn't mean negative things don't happen. Of course they do. Doesn't mean you don't express negative emotions, you know, like anger, like sadness. Of course you do. You just don't stay stuck there. And you don't deliberately focus on negative in people, in situations, because that grows it. And I think that's what people are realizing more and more as they try to tackle their problems, right? They're growing them and they find themselves getting more stuck in them, okay? So it's like the person who's completely focused on getting out of debt, okay? Where is all their attention going? It's going into the word debt, the focus on what's wrong, on the problem. And more often than not, what you find is people tend to grow it, get stuck in it. And, of course, change your future, which is what the blueprints are designed to do, which this training is designed to do. So hopefully you have logged in to the back end and you are starting to listen to the AM and PM blueprints in particular, the MLM auto suggestion matrix recordings. Again, they're just 5 minutes, the ones where I'm giving you the suggestions, and you can strategically use those to bring up your state before you make phone calls, before you get in front of an audience, okay? So you want to be starting to use these. And if you have any questions on how to best use them, obviously, feel free to ask them here, and there is a recording, if you haven't looked at it already, in the members area on how to get the most out of this course. So, remember as well, the Alchemy formula. Most people, I think, have seen this. If you're at the one-day event, I would have gone through that in detail, plus the follow-up call. The follow-up call will be in the members area within a few hours. So if you're listening to the recording of this, by now Rhonda will have posted that under the Alchemy webinar tab. But just remember that the formula is to have that clear end outcome, to make sure that the goals that you want, the vision that you are going for is exciting and all the goals leading up to it are exciting, that you're becoming more and more the person who can achieve these goals, okay? That you're increasing your belief, reducing down the doubt and the fears, and that you're ultimately getting into the subconscious to change the blueprint, okay, to put in the goals that you desire, to let go of the worry and the desperation and the attachment in and around your goals, which is hard to do, right? If you're in a lot of debt, for example, you've got a lot of problems in your life, that's the hardest thing, is to let go of the negative emotion of all of that, right? And, of course, you want to take that action. You want to adjust your course where necessary. But none of this is really going to work very well if you can't not only manage your state, but master your state. That's why we're doing a whole call on this. And I think you will really love the blueprint that I do in relation to this at the end, because it really does help you to stack one positive state onto another, okay, and engulf the negative states. And it's one of the fastest ways to change your state, flicking the switch in your mind. So, you know, it's possible, and this is what I'm going to help you do here, to change your past memories, not so much to change what happened, of course, but to change those memories so that you're brightening them up. It's almost like going into the library of your mind and just blowing off the dust of some of these great successes that you've had and start to retrieve those, start to bring them to the forefront of your mind so they stand out boldly in your mind and overshadow the negative stuff that seems to be really standing out at the moment. All right, and I'm going to help you to rewire your thinking so you can beat your biggest fears, so you can flick that switch, feel more confident and more passionate and unstoppable and on a roll in a second, okay? So, and feel free to submit any comments during this. Even if you're listening to the recording, obviously I want to hear from you by emailing me even during the week on how you're getting on or any issues you're having at all, technical issues, you go to Rhonda with those. You know the email there, but I'll remind you of it at the end. It'll always be in the emails that I send out to you, okay? So the essence of this, really, in not being able to manage our state, is that we allow ourselves to be controlled by external circumstances, okay? So there's always maybe going to be people around you that test you, that push your buttons, right? And it could be members, other leaders, okay, in your organization, okay? It can be other team members in your up team, in your downline, whatever. It can be family members, right? We all know the people that really push our buttons. But then how do you change your state before you go in to a one-to-one or get on the phone or get in front of a group of people where you're at your absolute best? Well, again, that's what this is about. If you asked, how do I help these relationships? If you feel around certain people intimidated, okay, there could be certain people that you've been meaning to call, certain people that you know would be brilliant for this business. Maybe you're shying away from talking to a certain type of professional person because you feel intimidated, right, at the idea of going up to them and talking to them about your business. Well, the underlying structure here, what you're truly saying, remember, is that somebody else, something external, is responsible for the way that I'm feeling here. And you've got to turn that around immediately and truly ask yourself the question, you know, who is in the driving seat here? And take back control. Realize that you are in charge of your states of mind and emotions. And the majority of people do not see it that way. Remember, I said this on a few of the other calls, that most people in the world don't look at it that way. They think their states of mind are determined by the economy, the area they live in, their external circumstances, okay? And the truth is, none of those things are responsible for your emotional state. You've got to think of these things and give yourself permission to feel a certain way when you think of them. So the only way to really take charge of your experience of life and to make sure you have a great life, to make sure you take charge of your week, make sure you have a great week, take charge of your day, make sure you've got a great day, is to take charge of your emotions. Because, you know, I coach people, as you know, a lot individually, and I haven't heard of it since today, where someone said, I had a really bad week this week. And I had to remind this person that, again, she was playing the victim game. You know, sure, there's going to be negative things happen, but there's also going to be lots of things that you can create that are positive. You can reframe those negative things, get the learning from it, and make it your win for the day, your win for the week. So whenever I hear people saying, it's not going great, I've had a bad week, it's not going the way I want it to go, then I know that they are just allowing the external events to control how they're feeling. All right, so what you've really got to do is overcome these negative states of mind. A lot of it is fear. We know that fear is what holds most people back from succeeding in their business, in their life. They're afraid to really go for it. They're afraid to make the calls in case they get rejected. When they do get a no, again, they're fearful of the next call. It dents their confidence, all right? And that's what we want to make sure that you can master here. So it's essential to overcome these fears, right? Any of the fears you have around money, around closing sales, for example, getting on the phone, the list is endless. So you know, you've heard it from me, you've heard it from so many different people, that you have to constantly leave your comfort zone and you have to go for it. And unfortunately, we tend to have these expectations at an unconscious level of failure, right? And sometimes it's not, very often it's not at a conscious level. Like consciously you're up for it. You're going to go for it. Consciously you know you believe it, right? But remember, it's deep down, unconsciously, if there's not a congruence there, if you don't really feel worthy of success, if you don't feel like you really believe you can do this, right? That's what we're talking about here, these unconscious expectations of failure. But I'm here to remind you over and over again that you can change your state in an instant, okay? But to change the underlying states at the deeper level, the deeper part of the iceberg, then you've got to change your state over and over and over and over again, all right? So if you can make better choices in terms of the thoughts that you think and the state that's produced within you, you do that enough times over and over again, and life starts to look very, very different. And it's exhilarating, really. It really is, to realize that you hold the keys to the kingdom, if you like. You hold the keys to your destiny. Nobody else. Nobody else. You can go as far as you like in your business. You can go as far as you like in life with your finances, right? You can achieve anything you want once you can master your states. So remembering as well that the fears that we have, fear of failure, fears and anxieties around anything, the worry that you have around anything, the fear of success, the fear of change, yeah, of leaving your comfort zone generally. Well, it's a negative emotion in response to thinking about doing something, yeah? So you can feel that way by not actually doing anything. As you sit here listening to this, you can feel fearful about certain things that you know you have to do just by thinking about it, right? And that's the power of our imagination. So the power of the imagination has the power to absolutely change the world. But in a negative way, it has the power, and this is what we're seeing, to hold us in this fixed position in our lives where we're stuck. It said that Einstein came up with his theory of relativity by just imagining it, right? Just sitting in his office, looking out the window, daydreaming, but deeply imagining. And of course, he said over and over again that imagination was much more important than knowledge and that it runs the world. So remember, if there's anything that you have a fear about, that you're hesitating, procrastinating on, okay, then it's because of something generally that's happened in our past, right? Like I talk about when I remember when I had my fear of being a speaker, right, as that 7-year-old kid coming out on stage, and the imprint that happened there, right, was traumatic to me, and it stuck on to me. Okay, so then I linked being in front of people, standing up on a stage, right, with that trigger. That was a trigger from my past. So it's a reaction, the reactive patterns that we have. All right, and we've learned these. Remember, we've learned them, our mind has photographed them, and if we can learn them, then we can also unlearn them. If we can learn fear, we can learn failure, we can also learn success. We can learn confidence, okay? So that they're positive reactions, if you like. And a lot of these things that you're fearful of now, you may not remember them, and often they've happened when we're a child, when we're too young to be able to do anything about it, right? We're an open book, okay? Maybe it was when you felt humiliated in front of the whole class, right? That's how phobias, of course, are formed as well. So if you're just listening to this right now, where is your past? Where is your past? It doesn't exist anywhere but in your imagination. Just think about that, right? If you have to think about anything to do with your past, right? If you were to search an unconscious search right now, right? It's only in your imagination. You can't tangibly put it out in front of you, okay? So all the memories that we have, they only exist in our imagination. So do you ever talk about an event and people who are at the same event have a totally different experience? Just in the same way that everyone listening to this, totally different experience. Okay? Same event happened, but you remember it totally differently. And you may as well have been at two different events. So your fear exists in the past. When you remember your past today in the present and try to make up your future based on that, then you have these overwhelming emotional reactions. Okay? So again, I know that maybe you've heard some of this stuff before, but if you can just understand what it is that's holding us back, it doesn't seem logical, right? I mean, it seems crazy that we're allowing a bunch of thoughts that may not even be real to actually ruin our future and to hold us in a very limited way of being in our lives. It doesn't make sense, right? We're not supposed to be broke. We're not supposed to be struggling. We're not supposed to be unhappy. And that can be frustrating, massively frustrating, I know. So, again, I'm going to keep reminding you that I've seen my whole life, my own life, completely turn around, right, where I have to pinch myself at what I've been able to create, at what the universe has been able to do for me because I've allowed it to happen, because I've taken charge of my emotional states. And I've started to see the fears and the thoughts for what they are. Thoughts, phantoms, right, that we make very, very real because that's the power of our thoughts. But we can also, in an instant, we can start to dissolve away these programs. So you're familiar with neuroscience, I'm sure, and the amygdala here, that almond-shaped set of neurons located deep in the brain's temporal lobe, right, that plays a key role in the processing of emotion, right, that forms part of the limbic system. Well, this goes way out of balance when we are stuck in fear, when we have this underlying feeling of worry or anxiety, or worse still, if we get stuck in depression for longer periods of time, when we are stressed out all the time. And it affects our frontal lobe, okay? It cuts us off from our creative brain. And it all starts as a thought, right? It's a thought that forms, that sends a message deep inside of the brain to the thalamus, sends it to every other part of the brain, and then you secrete these negative chemicals, okay? And on a brain scan, the brain is going crazy. And it all starts as a thought in your head. And because we can't master it, because we don't stop it from getting underway, from you know, that gathering energy and momentum, then it tends to take over our lives. It tends to be a cloud that we get stuck in. Yeah? So thank God for neuroplasticity, right? That we can change all this, that we can actually move outside of all these limitations. We can change our beliefs, we can change our habits, we can change our mindset, we can change our brain. So just to be aware as well that almost everyone is running on autopilot. And remember I said to you that I was told by a mentor years ago, you can never outperform your set autopilot. Well, almost everyone that you know, they're running on a negative autopilot, right? That is, they're like a ship lost at sea, and because they haven't made up their mind, because they haven't got a very clear destination at the unconscious level in particular, then they're like a ship heading into treacherous waters and heading towards the rocks. And unfortunately, you know, this is very true when you look around at most of the people that you know. So I want you to consider at the moment what you think your autopilot is set for, right? Because this is where I have to call it a reality check for people. A lot of people will say, well, it'll turn out fine, it'll be okay. And it won't unless you get in there and really master your state and take the time out every single day to do this deeper inner work on yourself. And for me, it's a lot of fun, right? It's fun to succeed. It's fun to travel around the world. And my mantra is every new adventure is better than the previous one. But consider if your autopilot is set for unhappiness or poor relationships, struggle, failure, mediocrity, lack of money. And a lot of this programming is based off other people's beliefs, information that's handed down to us from generation to generation. Yeah? So if I ask you now, I'm just interested, are you a happy person or unhappy person? I just, if you think of your life now, are you happy or unhappy? Well, to answer that, you actually have to perform an amazing feat. Right? In a split second, you look into your mind, you search through a lifetime of experience, your awareness will weigh them all up. And whatever has made the most impression on you, whatever stands out the most in your mind, will determine your answer. And I find that very, very fascinating. So you could have huge amounts of successes in your life. But if certain traumatic things, negative things that happened to you made a greater impression and it stands out in your mind more, then your answer will be, I'm unhappy. If I ask you, are you a success or average? Are you a success or do you consider yourself a failure? Same thing. We've all achieved extraordinary successes in our life that we forget about, that we don't dwell on, that we don't appreciate, and therefore we tend to zone more in on the negative things that have happened, what we haven't achieved, and if that's standing out more, if that's made more of an impression on us, then our answer will be I'm average, or you might even consider yourself to have failed up until now. And I find it fascinating because I can, you know, be coaching, I think I once told you this story, but I was coaching 35 multi-millionaires, some of them billionaires, and I would say 95% of them were deeply unhappy, even though they had everything money could buy. And they were deeply unhappy because they couldn't stop the tapes running in their head, right? Some of them were deeply unhappy because of the way they'd achieved their success, by standing, walking over others, right, and doing it in a negative way where they lost a part of themselves. And others, it was just fear that they could lose their money, which, again, is totally illogical, right? But because they had this fear, what if I lose it all? I could lose it all in an instant. They weren't able to enjoy the success, and therefore they didn't feel successful, they didn't feel wealthy, they didn't feel happy. So again, the point that I'm making here is that all of these programs that are in there, they're stored in a particular way. It's just not logical. And if you can start to really polish up a lot of your wins from the past, then you'll automatically start to feel more like a success now, feel happier now. And if you remember from our call last week, the person who is happier, the person who is more successful, the person who is more positive is operating at a much higher level, right, and can achieve more success. They're more productive, they're more resilient, they can sell more, they can lead better. So it's just all of this even makes logical sense, right, as to why you need to do this work. So when you answer the questions, am I happy, am I successful, then for some people, going into the library of their mind, it actually can look very dark in there. And that's what they've shown with people who are in very low states and they kind of spend a lot of time there, right? That it's very dark inside of their mind. The screen of their mind is almost like a blur because their focus is going into all of the bad things that have happened to them, all the things that are going wrong in their life right now. I'm not saying we don't address problems. Remember, I'm not saying we don't deal with things. I'm not saying we don't recognize that some things are negative. But what I am saying is you can be aware of those things without imprinting them. And that's the important thing. It's when these things get imprinted, then you look inside your mind and your mind darkens down. And it's like, again, if you've had 9 good experiences and 1 negative experience, then because of our primitive brain, the 1 negative experience can stand out and overshadow the rest. In the same way that if we've 9 compliments and 1 person says, good God, no, you look awful, we tend to focus in on the 1 negative. So the negatives are so deeply imprinted, right? That's why you could really become exhausted, massively frustrated, like I said earlier, because you're not making progress as fast as you thought you would, or you feel stuck, or it's constantly maybe a case of 1 step forward, 2 steps back type of thing. And this is the reason. The negatives that have happened are so deeply entrenched in there, okay? And that's just feedback. It's all feedback as to how much more professional you need to be at running your mind. So we are constantly influenced by the wave of conditioning from our past. So if you think of all these unconscious programs as a tide that impacts on every second of our lives, the tide is either positive or negative. And I'm telling you, if you put in the necessary work to make sure the tide is positive, I promise you, this is the most effortless way I know for you to have a great life and to have whatever result that you want in your business. It's so amazing what can happen when you have that wave carrying you towards your destination. And remember, that happens when you take charge of your emotional states, right? And especially at times when you feel negative, where previously you would have gotten stuck, you were stuck there, but you can let it go and not stay stuck there for as long as before. Then you're progressing. So it's pretty amazing, right, that whatever life throws at you, whatever negatives come your way, if the tide is working for you, you'll realize that it doesn't matter. You're on a different wavelength. Your expectation at the deeper level is that, you know what, this problem is going to be solved. I'm going to overcome this obstacle. I'm going to overcome this challenge. My natural state is one of abundance. It's my birthright to succeed. And it's not something you have to believe. It's actually a knowing. It's actually a knowing deep inside of you. So eventually when you do this type of work, you look inside your mind, and it's like a glow looking back at you. You look at all your memories, and because you've polished them up, because you've remembered your wins and not just remember them, but you've imprinted them at a deeper level. So now they stand out boldly, they overshadow the negative, then you look brighter on the outside as well. Make sense? So the other key determining factor in how we feel moment to moment, right, are the pictures, sounds, feelings, self-talk that we make in our imagination, and to a lesser extent, but they're still very powerful, the senses of smell or taste. So all of our senses, right, they're the building blocks of our experience. The images, the feelings, the sounds, they're representations of reality. They're not reality itself. Okay, so you've maybe heard that before. Right? Your internal representations of reality are unique to you. They are your map of the world, your personal way of perceiving the world. So you've got to start to learn how to get in there, select, edit, reinstall the positive memories to give yourself the best possible life experience. Okay, so you've got to start to work on making the pictures when you're visualizing, for example, both in the future and when you're going back into your past. The more clearly you can see the pictures, the better. The more clearly you can hear the sounds and the self-talk, right? So the internal and external sounds, the better. The more you can access the emotions, the positive emotions, okay, then again, the more it's going to recreate the best possible images in your mind. The more detail you can add to your experiences when I'm asking you to go into your past, which I will, and retrieve your wins, your successes, then the better you feel and the more it becomes imprinted and the less doubtful you feel. Majority of people say to me, I struggle with the pictures. Some people will even say, I don't see pictures. And I'll say, no, you do see pictures. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what your front door looks like, okay? Even if you listen to this now, I ask you to close your eyes and picture what your front door looks like, right? Which side the handle is on. Okay, you can picture that straight away. What car do you drive? What does it look like? What about what car would you like to drive? Yeah, what does that look like? What color is it? How does that feel when you're sitting and maybe it's a leather interior and you grip the steering wheel and you turn the key and you hear the roar of the engine? So, again, in order to, you know, picture these things, you have to go into your imagination. Now, a lot of the pictures that people bring up are not photo quality, but you can learn to bring up the quality. Yeah. And the same with your sounds. It's like you amplify the sounds. You make them louder and clearer. And, of course, you know that sound is so powerful. Think of a favorite song that inspires you. Remember the sound of the ocean. Hear the voice of someone that you know giving you some honest praise. Right? So that's the way you start to go in there and start to listen and clarify the sounds, pictures, feelings. Right, add in the sense of smell or taste where relevant. And you'll notice then that you're starting to imprint the memories. So let's have a look at what I suggest you do to really master your state. Number one is your greatest hits. Okay, so this is where you actually retrieve your greatest hits, your best wins from your past. Yeah, so any good memories of success, joy, happiness, enthusiasm, passion, blessings, confidence, love, satisfaction, excitement, any of these are going to be supportive, positive. So you pick out all of your best wins and you imprint them deeper so they make a greater impression. Now, initially, I must warn you, and even if you've done some of this before on one of my one days or whatever, what can happen is when you're looking to retrieve some of your past wins, it can kind of look distorted a bit. The picture's not very clear because we forget, okay? So it can be a bit of a haze, a bit of a blur, a bit of a broken picture in our minds. But with practice, like I said earlier, you'll notice that you will be able to bring up the quality of the pictures by focusing on them. Hugely important. So once you do this, and I recommend that you have a look at the memory management PDF there. And if you have a look at that, you can actually fill that out and go back to each decade of your life. When I did this, it was fascinating. It really was. Go back to some of the good things you can remember as a child, as a teenager. Like I could just remember when I was thinking of my past, it was like a blur. And I said, I didn't really like my teenage years because I was very nervous as a person. I wasn't very confident. But actually, when I really went in there, I forgot about loads of things that were amazing that happened for me. You know, I was great at sports. I wasn't particularly good in school, didn't particularly like school, wasn't very good at math or any of those things, right? But I was pretty good at French. I used to get A's in that. And, you know, I loved sports and I excelled in those areas. And I had amazing experiences there. And when I went back into those areas, it was totally fascinating, right? How good it made me feel and the amount of things that I've forgotten. And even simple things, getting my first job, you know, and getting paid for the first time, and how abundant I felt, right, as a kid. It's just amazing. So again, these things are not logical, right? Things we might glance over now or forgotten about a long time ago can make a massive difference. And then there were obvious things, again, that happened when I went from worst salesperson in my company to best salesperson, yeah, those type of memories, when I made them even bigger and even brighter and made them bolder in my mind. So if you think of some of your successes, right, even recently, right, since you started, for example, in your Univera business, for example, right, think of your best moments. When you were on a roll, when you felt unstoppable, when you're up there, you know, on the stage delivering your testimonial, or you hit one of the levels and you got the paycheck for that, you got the recognition for that, all of those things, we tend to not give ourselves enough credit, not dwell on those things. Okay, so it makes a massive difference. And then, with regard to my speaking, because I didn't know about this, I was constantly remembering, even in my 20s, this 7-year-old scared kid who ran off humiliated after fluffing my lines, right? But then when I started to achieve some positive results, right, and bit by bit my confidence increased, then I started to recall those experiences. Now I recall all these experiences, and it's just exhilarating to me. When I'm step out in front of thousands of people and I hear the feedback from people, when I notice how effortless it is for me and how I feel like I'm on purpose in the right place in the right time, okay, I can access so many things when I look inside my mind, right, of successful speaking engagements. And the negative, I can't find it. I can't find it. I mean, yeah, I'll tell my story, but it's a story of the underdog, right, where I faced this opposition, this challenge, and I overcame it. I overcame the struggle, and I prevailed. And again, that reinforces, all of the positive things. It's great. You know, whenever you're doing your events and whenever you're telling your story, it's wonderful to continue to refine that, right, and make it engaging. For the audience, yes, but for you, it actually helps that great memory and that great success stand out more in your mind. Right, when I met Richard Branson, I told you that story. Again, these are things that were just magical, magical experiences. And remember, Branson himself said that there's no point in looking back, not for a moment. Right, I can't remember the bad moments in my life. I only remember the good. There's someone who's just doing it very, very naturally. And I was very aware of that when I was talking to him. He was so mentally aware, as you can imagine. Right? And it's said that he can hold 6 or 8 different pictures in his mind all at once and compare one picture to another, one scenario to another, right? And hold them all up at once. And that's a particular level of mind. So if you can find great things that you've accomplished that you can run over and over again in your mind, and when you're telling stories about them, remember that makes them imprint deeper, okay? And it increases your confidence and it helps you manage your state more effectively. So I hope that's helpful, and please start doing it because it'll make a massive difference to you. It's really exciting what you can do here. 2, I talked last week about journaling and the research behind that. So if you can use this memory imprint journal, if you can print off, say, 30 of those sheets and embrace the 30-day challenge where every evening all you do is you write out your appreciation about yourself and your life circumstances. If in your journal you just write out some evidence, for example, of your goals coming true. And also, if you got used to doing it every evening, where you just write out some magic moments, even just one magic moment from your day, any accomplishment, big or small, using, again, all the 5 senses, then that makes a massive difference to overcoming the negative and for the positive to boldly stand out in your mind. Now, remember, when we look at the superachiever mindset, anybody you really admire in life who is on top of their game, then they can do this, right? They're looking in their mind. They can only see the good stuff. They refuse to look at the bad. They can look at something as a problem without imprinting it, like I said earlier, but they've almost instinctively hit upon a level of this where their intuition has told them that they have to just focus exclusively on what they want to create, on the good things that have happened and the great things that are going on in their life. And then 3 is what I call total recall, right? The total recall exercise is what I'm going to do with you now. The total recall blueprint is what I'm going to do with you now. Okay? And one simple way, one simple but very powerful way of doing all this is based on Pavlov's work, right? And it's their anchoring techniques. So if you've heard of Pavlov's dogs, Pavlov would sound the tuning fork, and then he'd feed the dogs. He'd sound the tuning fork, feed the dogs, and eventually he just sound the tuning fork, and the dogs would salivate. So the dogs would be in this intense emotional state. The word there is intense. Okay? So when you're doing this exercise, I want you to think of that word intense. Because the intensity with which you can access a memory, bring it up into your mind, experience it again, relive it, will be the determination of your result here. So pretty soon with the dogs, because it was an intense emotional state, and simultaneously there was a unique stimulus, right, the tuning fork, the two became neurologically linked in the dog's nervous system. So what you want to do here is you want to ask yourself, what are the emotional states that I'm going to bring into this situation that I'm about to go into? So going back to what I said at the start, you've got maybe team members or a team member that pushes your button, a negative situation that you want to resolve, a personal situation that you want to resolve, yeah, a particular state that you want to bring to your phone conversations. You ask yourself over and over again, what are the emotional states that I'm going to bring into this situation? And this is how you create a path between a very stuck, negative emotional state to take you into an empowered state with movement. So this is very, very cool. So if I...
The moderator has left the conference.
Sorry about that, back again. Hey, glitch in the matrix. Hopefully you can hear me now. So let's just say that you, again, you're feeling fearful, but you want to feel that fear and do it anyway. You want to switch into feeling more courageous and more confident. You feel overwhelmed, right, which is what I hear from a lot of people. Pretty much every day. I'm overwhelmed. I can't fit in my blueprints, for example, because I just have too much to do. All of that, by the way, is a lack of planning, really. It's a lack of just planning on a weekly basis where you sit down for half an hour to an hour. Could be a Sunday morning, which I like to do. And you look at your schedule, right? And if there's too much, then there's certain things that you need to say no to. Remember that. That was one of the greatest secrets of Steve Jobs, for example. He said, you know, it's what I've said no to that's been a huge reason for my success. Okay, so you can actually plan your week, plan your business activities, plan your play activities, plan your rejuvenation activities, right? You want to plan it all on a weekly basis. But you can actually move from an overwhelmed state, right, into feeling completely in control, right? And if you are in a state of massive boredom or, you know, apathy, then you can easily switch that into feeling excited, into having bold passion. And, you know, if you want to do that, then there are steps, that definite steps you take. And often what you do, this particular technique is great when there's a wide gap, right, between the negative state and the state that you want to be in, where there's a stuck negative state with no movement. Yeah? But remember, understanding exactly what we're doing here, we're just getting you to take back control, that you can feel whatever way you want to feel, any time, any place, anywhere. Okay? And we're simply paving new neural pathways, which makes change easy to make. And like I said before, what we're doing here is we're providing you with new neurological choices. So if you practice what I'm about to do with you here, the next time that you find yourself in that old state, the old habit of procrastination, the old habit of confusion or fear or overwhelm or apathy or anything else, of frustration, massive frustration, for example, right? Then yeah, you'll notice that the new neural pathway becomes an easy road to take. So if you do this enough, then you'll notice that you're forming these deep grooves in a positive pathway in your mind. And this makes it easy for change to actually occur. It's not taking away options. It's providing you with new choices, more options, where previously maybe you felt that there was no other options. Okay? So remember, what you're asking yourself then is, with any situation that you're struggling with right now, then what are the emotional states that you're going to bring into this situation? What's the state that you want to be in relation to this team member, this personal relationship, going into this phone call, going into this group presentation? You know, is it compassion, understanding, caring? Is it confidence? Is it being on purpose? Is it being more resilient? Is it being more bold and passionate? Is it being more healthily detached? Yeah? It's going to be different depending on the situation and the individual. So we want to identify a few states, right? Because that's going to produce the biggest amount of change. And let's just give you the instructions of exactly what you need to do. Let's just say, let's just take phone calls. Let's just say that you want to overcome your fear, your hesitation of making phone calls, your fear of rejection. Okay, well, maybe write down 3 or 4 or even 5 different empowering states that you want to bring to your phone calls. Let's just, I'll give you an example here, right? We'll go through on this recording here, having a super level of confidence, feeling more on purpose, having more resourceful resilience, because people need that, especially if you get rejection, especially if nothing is happening, you're not getting results, you're putting a lot of work in. Well, you need to be able to bounce back. You need to be able to think on your feet. You need to be able to be resourceful. So I'm going to suggest some of these states that you move into, okay? Bold passion, right, which I'm a big fan of, as you know, being bold, of stretching your comfort zone, of seizing the moment, and having that passion. And, you know, where necessary, being healthily detached in the alchemy system, you know I place great emphasis on that. Okay, it's one of the keys when you move out of desperation. So you can even be doing this as we speak, right? You write down some empowering states that you want to bring to the situation. And, of course, then you can apply it to anything and everything. You can apply this to making a group presentation, going out there to a networking meeting, again, going home to a negative situation, right? At the very least, what will happen is the negative person, who's normally very committed to their negative state, if you're more committed to your positive states, and especially if you've got 3 or 4 or 5 that you can access in one go, then you won't be sucked in to the negative state. And there's a chance, right, that the negative state the person's experiencing could start to dissolve away when faced with your positivity. That's the cool thing about this, okay? So if your state is more powerful, you'll pull them in. If their negative state is more powerful, they'll pull you in. And that's the key here. Okay, so you've now got to think of right? Three or four events, or in this case, it's going to be five, right, where you experienced these particular states of mind. So what memories can trigger those states off? And again, you can do all of this through mental rehearsal or visual guided imaging. That's the simplest way to start doing it. What we're actually doing here is collecting these positive emotional states. Okay? So ideally, write down, let's just say, four or five events from your past where you felt, for example, a super level of confidence and courage and clarity type of thing, where you felt massively on purpose instead of feeling lost, when you had a strong why, when what you were doing was meaningful, when you felt resourceful and resilient, you know, when you felt resourceful and resilience, when you just decided you were going to fight for your goal. You weren't just going to give up easily, that you were going to bounce back, that you showed that determination, yeah? That you were prepared to dig down deep inside of you and be more resourceful. You think of an event, an experience, where you demonstrated bold passion. You know, where you saw an opportunity that maybe you hesitated before, but this time you went for it. And then can you remember an event where you felt completely detached? I mean, they're the type of times you felt where you just felt so relaxed, you weren't worried about it. It was almost like it was a done deal already, that you felt like you were in the right place at the right time. Yeah? Now, the interesting thing about this as well, by the way, let's just say you can't remember specific events up till now. Okay, well, just make up an event. I know that sounds like silly, but remember, the mind doesn't know the difference between real and imaginary. So just imagine how great it would feel to be in that super confident state, right? But if you search for, deep enough, you'll find times in your life, right, where you have been in these particular states, okay? But it's still okay to really use your imagination here. And remember, over the next few weeks, you're going to create experiences where you feel super confident, where you feel more on purpose, where you are demonstrating resilience, where you're demonstrating bold passion, where you're healthily detached, okay? And anything else that you can, of course, apply this to lots of different things. You can apply it to explosive excitement. You can, you know, to total determination. You can apply it to compassion and caring and understanding if you want to be in that state. Again, you just recall specific events when you've experienced those states. Yeah? And then what I'm going to ask you to do during this recording that I'll do live with you is you go back into those events. It's a journey of consciousness. And it's like you can press play on your life recorder and you can play them all over again, relive them, this time using all of your senses. Believe it or not, you can actually make the memory of a particular experience better than the actual past experience by deliberately amplifying the pictures, sounds, feelings. And it has the very same effect on your nervous system as if it was actually happening. That's the fascinating thing. Okay? So I'm going to ask you to collect those states. You're going to begin to feel those states and understand that you can stack confidence on top of purpose, on top of resilience, on top of bold passion, on top of being healthily detached, and experience all of them at once. So you feel one state, you go into another event, feel the other state, and you imagine stacking one on top of the other, on top of the other. And you'll get better as you practice at layering in these states like that. Okay? And when I go through this with you then, once you've done all of that, then you're going to come back to the here and now, and then you're going to imagine going into the same situation, for example, where you want to be at your best on the phone, where previously you procrastinated, where you want to go into the same situation where someone was pushing your buttons. You'll imagine going into that same situation in the future, and now you're going in there with these new emotional states. And you'll be amazed at the difference in real life when you actually go there. It's pretty fascinating, really. Okay. So let's do this. Okay, I'm so glad you can hear me now. Alrighty. Now, as with all blueprints we do here, you're not going to hear the music right now, okay? But I'm going to put it together for you and edit it and put nice music in there, and then it'll be in the members area for you. And you can download that, and you can start to practice this one. Right, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Okay? Another thing that I'm going to do here, by the way, if you can remember on the one day, I'm going to ask you to press the thumb and middle finger of either hand together. Right? That's going to be your version of Pavlov's dogs to create an association between the positive state and the physical gesture. Okay? So I literally ask you to think of a time when you felt super confident. Think of a specific event. And as you go back in time, fully return to that, feel all those feelings, amplify all those. When it's at its most intense, in other words, when you make it bigger and brighter and you're really there, then I'll ask you to squeeze your thumb and middle finger together, right, of either hand. And then you'll notice that, again, in the future, just by squeezing your middle finger and thumb together, right, it allows you to feel super confidence and all the other ones that I'm going to get you to go through. Okay? All right. So, and above all else, have fun with this, okay? If you don't feel like you're getting it, you know, you will. Give it a bit of time. You may not see pictures very clearly now. Give that time as well. It's enough to start to feel the emotion of it. Okay, that's the gateway in. And you'll notice that the pictures will become clearer and sounds will become clearer and everything will seem like it's standing out more in your mind as you practice. Okay, so have some fun with this. So this is how to change your state in an instant, how to really start to master your emotional states and how to overcome negative situations and have them engulfed by a series of positive states. Okay, fantastic. And I'm going to record this separately while I'm doing it. All right, great. So as with all blueprints that we do, you're never to listen to this, as you know, while you're driving your car or operating machinery of any kind. Okay? You're only to listen to it when you can comfortably ignore the outside world and you can take the time to fully concentrate and be present. Okay, fantastic. So go ahead now and just close your eyes and allow yourself to relax completely. And I want you to think of a time in your past where you felt super confident. Focus on your breathing, clear your mind, think of a specific experience, and as you go back in time, fully return to that time right now, stepping into your body, seeing what you saw at the time, hearing what you heard, notice what you're saying to yourself, as you're experiencing this. Feel how amazing you felt and feel that confidence surging through you as you're right there inside of the event, as if you could press play in your life recorder. Now, go ahead and turn up those feelings in your body and mind. Picture that everything is becoming more colorful and brighter and bigger, and go ahead now and squeeze the thumb and middle finger of either hand together, and as you do this, intensify everything. As you keep going through the memory, make the colors richer, brighter, the sounds louder and clearer, the feelings stronger. That's right. And as you do, as you make everything bigger and brighter, notice as you pull it in closer to you, as you notice any of the details that add to the feeling of reality here, and you feel that super confidence surging through you, that you feel absolutely amazing. And now just let go of your middle finger and thumb. Now I want you to go back to a time when you felt like you were absolutely on purpose. Go back now, think of a specific time, and as you go back, fully return to that experience now, you're in your own body, looking out with your own eyes, and once again, see exactly what you were doing that caused you to feel on purpose, on a mission, like you're in the right place at the right time where it was really meaningful to you. And as you do, again, amplify everything and squeeze the thumb and middle finger again as you make the picture even bigger and brighter and more colorful. That's right. And you'll notice as you do this, it's been mixed in with this super confidence, but you feel absolutely on a mission, on a roll, unstoppable. Make the picture 10 times bigger, make it much brighter, add in those feelings of being on purpose, and it's really exciting. It's really meaningful, and they're surging through you now from the tips of your toes right up the top of your head. So you can see this, feel this, hear this with such emotion that it's literally passing on to the power within. And as you do now, you're really anchoring this in. Imagine stacking this state of being on purpose on top of the first state of super confidence. And feel how wonderful it feels as you let go of your middle finger and your thumb, but you hold on to all of these good feelings right now. Now, think of a time in your past where you felt resourcefully resilient. It was a time, as you go back to that experience, where maybe your back was up against the wall. You face a challenge of some kind. But you know what? You were just going to fight for your success. You were going to be resilient. Fully return to that time now, stepping into your body, seeing what you were doing at the time, hearing the sounds you were hearing. Notice what you're saying to yourself inside of your mind as you fought for your success, as you became resourceful, as you were thinking on your feet, but as you were being resilient. Once again, squeeze the thumb and middle finger and intensify everything. Make the picture bigger. Intensify the resilience. Go even deeper as you dig deeper. Make the picture much clearer and more vivid, much brighter, much more colorful. Notice that there's a color that appears in your mind associated with this feeling of resourceful resilience. Feel how amazing it feels now as you do this, as you intensify it now, to imagine stacking it on top of being on purpose and super confident, and you feel on top of the world as you do this now, knowing you can access any of these states just by squeezing your middle finger and thumb. Let go of your middle finger and thumb, but hold on to all those good feelings. That's really great. Now I want you to think of a time in your past where you felt boldly passionate about something. Can you remember that time? It might have just been a split second, an opportunity that just appeared. But whatever it was, go back there now. Think of that specific incident. Go all the way back in time. fully return to that time now, step into your body again, be in your own body looking out your own eyes, what exactly were you doing that allowed you to feel passionate, to go for something boldly, to take ownership of the situation, hear the sound you were hearing, notice what you're saying to yourself as you're experiencing bold passion, feel how amazing it feels, and now go ahead as if you had the remote control of your mind and amplify everything and squeezing your thumb and middle finger as you do so now. Make the picture 10 times bigger. Make it brighter. Notice the brighter it becomes, the more you feel the intensity of these emotions surging through you, the passion, the boldness, the feeling of going for it. That's right, where you feel invincible, where you step out of your comfort zone, where it's absolutely effortless, and as you turn up all those feelings in your mind and body, see that everything is becoming more colorful and brighter and bigger, and as you keep going through the memory, make everything richer, the sounds louder, everything clearer, any more details, add them in, and stack these feelings now on top of the resilience, the resourcefulness, the being on purpose, and the super confidence. Letting go of your thumb and middle finger, but holding on to all those good feelings. Now, think of a time in your past where you felt free, clear, healthily detached from your outcome, and you were just in that space of flow, feeling really happy for no reason, and go back there. Go back in time, fully return to that experience right now, be in your own body, looking out your own eyes, and see exactly what you were doing at the time. Hear what you were hearing, notice what you were saying to yourself inside of your own mind. Feel how amazing it felt to be in flow, to be so healthily detached that you really were the right person in the right place at the right time. It was like it was a done deal. You felt on top of the world. You could do anything. And all was right in your world. The universe was working for you. And go ahead and turn all of those feelings of being healthy detached right up now, squeezing your middle finger and thumb again, but making the picture even more vivid, clearer, brighter, bigger, 10 times bigger, pull it in closer to you, see it, feel it, hear it with such emotion, it's passing on to the power within. That's right, and as you keep going through this particular experience, making the colors brighter and richer, and the sounds louder and clearer, and the feelings even more powerful, notice how you can stack this state on top of bold passion, resourceful resilience, being on purpose, and super confidence. That's right, letting go of your middle finger and thumb, but holding on to all those good feelings now. That's right. And now what I want you to do is squeeze your thumb and middle finger together and think about a situation in your future where you want to absolutely feel unstoppable, where you want to be master of your emotions, where you want to experience all of these states of super confidence. You can feel them now, being on purpose, being resourcefully resilient, having bold passion, being healthily detached. That's right. Go into this situation and imagine things going perfectly in every respect. They're going exactly the way you want them to go. See exactly what you're seeing, hear the sounds that you're hearing, and add in all those great feelings. Feel how wonderful it feels to know as you go through this process that you really are setting great things into motion. As you continue to do this, amazingly great things will keep happening for you. You'll overcome any obstacles. You'll achieve any result that you want. Success is your birthright. And now intensify all the feelings now. Hold yourself taller. See yourself really taking command of that situation, taking ownership of that experience. You can feel whatever way you want to feel just by squeezing your middle finger and thumb, and feeling super confidence being on purpose, being resourcefully resilient, boldly passionate, healthy detached, and anything else that you want to throw in there, you can do that now. And you can feel all of these empowering states stacking on top of one and then another and then another and then another, engulfing any negative state. It's like your energy just fills up the situation. Your vibration really helps you magnetize, create, manifest exactly what it is that you want. And as you do this now, as you experience this, you can let go of your thumb and middle finger and know that by being able to do this, you're taking charge of your destiny. So go ahead now, trust your unconscious mind and leap out into your future to a time when you have absolutely manifested your vision. Be in your own body, looking out through your own eyes. See exactly what you've created, where you have abundance on every level. You're wherever you want to be in your business, in your relationships, in your life and lifestyle, in your spiritual connection with yourself, in your level of health, where you've got a superior level of health. Anything else you see out there in your future, make this picture bigger and brighter and more colorful. And know that every time you take charge of your emotional states, you're moving another step closer to your big vision. You're achieving something of this vision every single day. Now I want you just to come all the way back to now and go ahead and step right out into your daily activities and notice how you can absolutely take charge of your day, make it a great day, and start to create those synchronous moments, those magic moments, where you're proactive, where you're boldly going for it. Squeeze your thumb and middle finger again, and notice how you can immediately feel super confidence. See the color of confidence. You can feel being on purpose, on a mission, on a role, unstoppable. See the color of being on purpose surging through you. You can feel resourcefully resilient. See the color that represents that coming up in you. You can feel boldly passionate. Feel that color surging through you. And healthily detached, in flow, having fun, enjoying the journey. See what that looks like. And you're effortlessly achieving all of the tasks you want to achieve today and every day, letting go of your middle finger and thumb, holding on to all those good feelings, ready for action, go ahead and open your eyes. All righty, folks. I hope you could get into that one. Because it really does work, and hopefully you get a sense of that, get a feel of that, and like I say, I think you'll really enjoy downloading that blueprint where it's put all the music and everything, and then you practice taking charge of your emotional states, and then just watch the magic happen. So I don't know if there's any questions that you want to ask on anything that we've covered there. Go ahead and you can key that in if you like. I think most people at the moment are on the actual webinar. Okay, so it seems like you enjoyed that. That's really great. You found that beneficial. So obviously if you do it over and over again, that's where the real magic happens, okay? Great. Some practical questions coming up for people, and that is, you've got so many blueprints with the AM and PM alchemy blueprints, for example. You've got this blueprint now. You've got your matrix recordings. You know, how you know what recordings to use. I mean, what's the best way? You can't listen to all of them, obviously, every day. No, I mean, at the minimum I suggest people do, remember, is 10 minutes twice a day, right? And use whatever you feel that you need. The AM, PM ones are great ones. And then, you know, you could actually add this one into the mix during your day. This is a great one if you are obviously feeling that you're hesitating or procrastinating on certain situations, okay? So if this one really speaks to you, add this into the mix, yeah? Obviously, this is not one that you would tend to listen to later in the evening. But here's the rule that I say to people. I say, look, do the minimum 10 minutes twice a day, but realize that your body, mind, and spirit may cry out for more, okay? I always carve time out for myself early in the morning, right? I'll get up either 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, depending on, you know, if I've done calls later the night before or whatever. And I'll always leave at least an hour, right, where I can let my mind float and I can listen to my blueprints and I can meditate and get clarity on my day. But, you know, that's not always possible for people to do. But at least if you're doing at least 10 minutes and get into the habit, for example, of listening to something when you wake up instead of reaching for your text messages or your notifications, then you'll notice that you can deal with those distractions a lot more effectively, okay? And I get it over and over again. And I said it on one of the recordings on the how to get the most out of the blueprints. But often people will fall asleep to some of these recordings, okay? And there's no harm in that. It works better if you can stay alert and aware and engage your mind, okay? So if you've had a hard day, a rough day, stressful day, then yes, you want to unwind and you want to use these in the evening. But often what I find very helpful is you might listen to one recording, fall asleep, and then when you come out of it, and weirdly enough, you'll probably notice that you come out of it when I say come out of it, which means that you were still rewiring, reprogramming yourself. But then you might just play it again, right, when you're more aware and more alert, and you'll get something completely different out of it. You'll get a tremendous benefit out of doing it that way. Does that make sense? So, you know, sometimes if you fall asleep and you come out of that, listen to it again while you're aware and you're awake. And it's often good to have your journal beside you so as you can write a few notes, appreciations, some insights that come up. I find that very good, especially to do last thing at night. And then what I've suggested people do as well is maybe once a week, could be of a weekend, when you create a little bit more time for yourself, okay, then it can be good to put all those blueprints, you know, for half an hour or even an hour on a loop, right, and immerse yourself in that positivity. And I find that can be very good too. And people have found that very useful to do as well. But remember, it will still work if you just do 10 minutes twice a day. Obviously, there are 20-minute versions of the AM and PM blueprints. This one's probably about 14, 15 minutes, okay? But there are also little 5-minute ones in there in the MLM auto-suggestion matrix. Make sense? Great, great, great. Okay, anybody, any other questions? Again, key them in there. Remember, you should have all of your details to access the user, the system. So for those who just joined recently, you know just a key in your username and password. If you don't have that or you're having trouble accessing the site, then contact Rhonda, support@superachievermindsetprogram.com. Okay? If anybody wants to hop on the phone line and ask a question, go ahead and do that as well. You can just put up the little hand there, and we'll take that question. With the matrix recordings, Okay, someone's asking how do you best use that one with just the music. But remember, all you're doing there, right, if you have the music, which can be half an hour in length, and you're playing it in the background, you pick your auto-suggestion, right? And I find it very good to pick one auto-suggestion. Let's say it's overcoming fear, and you just declare to yourself every day and every way, I'm becoming more and more confident, right? You say that over and over again for about 30 seconds. Fill up your mind with that auto-suggestion, right? And then you're letting the binaural beats in the music carry that, if you like, while you go about whatever you're doing. You have it lightly in the background. You're making phone calls, okay? I still don't recommend, like I said on some of the other recordings, that you listen to that or that you play any of these when you're driving your car. But you could have the music in the background. Anyone walking in will just hear nice music. You can also use, for example, just the music for the finding flow one. If you want to sleep better, if you're finding it difficult to sleep, I suggest you use that one, for example, because that's got nice ocean music along with the binaural beats, and it's designed to take you into that deeper state of theta. And obviously, you don't listen to things like the Massive Action one later at night. Okay? But with the auto suggestions, hopefully that's clear. You would just pick one of those that you want to work on and repeat it, fill up your mind with it. You can almost, you know, repeat it to yourself inside without having to say it loudly, and make sure you've got the emotion behind it again. Okay? If you're finding it difficult to get with the anchoring process here, remember, that's just practice. I have people now who've just practiced this over and over again, and in a few seconds before they step out on stage, before they, like you might be delivering a testimonial up on stage, right? Or you want to be at your best for a meeting and you're about to go into the meeting, right? Then you maybe don't have time to play a recording. That's where the anchoring comes in very well. If you've done your work on yourself, you can just squeeze your thumb and middle finger together and feel all those states, one positive state stacked on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, surging through you. It changes your state, and you'll be amazed at how you can take charge of the situation at hand. Okay? Brilliant. Okay, there's no other questions coming in. All I want to say then is thank you as always for playing full out. And next week, on the call next week, just to let you know what we'll be doing there, it's about having an invincible vision and a purposeful why. Okay, so I think you'll agree most people need to keep refining the vision. They need to fire off that vision. They need to become the vision. And so many people are still searching for their purposeful why, the meaning behind what they're doing, right? If you're blown out easily by negatives, then it's a sign that your vision isn't invisible, it hasn't been imprinted, and that your why isn't strong enough, okay? So stay tuned for that. And let me see. Yeah, no, still, I think you've got everything there now. Obviously, all of this will be up in the members area for you, including the blueprint to download. And I'll leave you with a quote from Albert, who said, "The significant problems we face cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created them," which I think sums it up nicely, don't you? So make it a great rest of the week, folks, and weekend. And I look forward to connecting again next week. And do keep letting me know how you're getting on and how you're progressing. So keep going for it, and we'll talk soon. Bye for now. I
the phone, 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 the ph